just like to offer a few encouragements and suggestions for practicing through your day, using this form of practice in your day. Two main pieces. One, a piece I pointed to in the sitting of noticing that moment of mindfulness returning, remembering aware that moment when we recognize, oh, aware again. That maybe just through the rest of the day until we come together again, just exploring that possibility. It happens more than we think. Because what usually happens in that moment is as soon as we become aware, we start thinking about what we've become aware of, we take action on it, and even the memory or the recognition that we've become aware just gets swamped by the process of picking up what we've become aware of and kind of running with it. And so if we can just kind of hold the intention, and this really is a practice of intention, because we can't do remembering to be aware of that moment. But you can kind of like setting this intention this morning. Okay, during the day, I'm going to notice when that moment of mindfulness comes back. And sometimes you'll notice and sometimes you won't. But just getting familiar with that moment, noticing when mindfulness returns, it's a powerful daily life practice because in our daily lives, we're doing so many things. Trying to remember mindfulness through the day is probably going to be, it's going to feel like something extra. It's going to feel like I don't have time to be mindful because I've got this thing I need to do. How can I think about this thing I need to do and try to be mindful at the same time? And there can be a conflict there. But that moment of mindfulness returning, that one doesn't cost you anything. It's no effort. It happens. It's just available. And so noticing those moments, and in that moment, just take in, kind of recognizing, yep, there's awareness. And what's obvious in that moment, and then get on with your day. Just keep going. There'll be a little bit of momentum of that awareness. It might last a few seconds. It might even last a minute or longer. Sometimes it can last a while. So just noticing that. So this is another place where recognizing awareness can be very powerful, because that recognition of awareness arising is one of the least effortful things, ways we can connect with mindfulness in our daily lives. And then as we get more capacity with that, then there's more ability to actually kind of see, what's going on in our daily lives. And so just curious about that piece during the day, the moment of mindfulness returning. And you don't have to try to hold on to mindfulness there when it happens. Just, oh, mindful. There it is. I'm aware. Mindful again. Now, the way this might arise for to some extent in this class is like remembering about, oh, I've got that class to get back to. What time is it now? That might be the way that we remember it because of the structure of the container of I'm going to be doing this class, I'm practicing with others. That memory this week can help to have us remember perhaps a little more often than we would in our regular daily lives because we have this structure. So that's one piece to explore during the day, is that moment of remembering. Just curious about that. And then whatever's obvious there, whatever's obvious, just orienting again, relax and receive. There may be times during your day where you have less to do, like a good place to do this might be in the kitchen when you're preparing a meal. So there's definitely some doing there, but often it's a little less mental activity. In those times, you could explore using relax. Am I aware? What's happening? Just to kind of encourage a little bit more of the practice of connecting with daily life experience at times when it's a little less mentally you have a little less mental engagement. Chores are a great thing for this, doing laundry, you know, making your bed, taking care of yourself in the morning, your bath, you know, all of that, your bathing, all of that. Those are great times to kind of just be curious. Like, what does it mean to relax while I'm chopping vegetables and be aware? And again, it doesn't have to be detailed, focused, precise. What does it feel like in the hand as I'm chopping? It's just like standing and chopping vegetables. What's that like as a human being? Really broad. Relax and explore what it is to be a human being living your life today. And then another piece is to talk a little bit about walking practice, walking awareness while walking. And that's actually how Sayadaw frames it. Somebody asked him at one point, how do you do walking meditation? And he said, well, I don't do walking meditation. I just practice awareness while I'm walking. And so the same instructions that we have, that I've offered, you know, relax. Are you aware? What's obvious? We can do that while walking. There's nothing in particular we need to pay attention to. We don't have to direct our attention to our feet. In fact, while we're walking, often seeing and hearing is the most obvious thing. So can you be aware while walking and seeing? Can you be aware while walking and hearing? Relaxation's a great place to start, you know, to if you're walking, we walk all the time. So using this, you know, if you walk between your living room and your kitchen, you know, curious about that. Or you could go out and take a walk at some point today, and it doesn't have to be a slow walk. You know, walking in the neighborhood, walk normally. Stealth mindfulness. Nobody knows you're practicing. You know, take a walk and be curious. What does it mean to be relaxed while I'm walking? And be aware. What's obvious? And from time to time, checking in, how am I with what's happening? There's how am I with the experience of walking, you know, the seeing, the hearing, how am I with what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing? There's that side of the relationship. And there's also the aspect of relationship to the practice itself. And this is maybe a slightly subtler kind of attitude that can be there. It's like, well, I'm walking and being aware. Shouldn't it be more interesting? That's an attitude. You know, that's an idea. So it's not so much about what I'm seeing and hearing, but it's about my relationship to practicing. That's another attitude that can be seen. So we'll talk more about the attitude this afternoon. We'll talk more about the practice a little bit this afternoon. And we'll check in to see how it's going, any questions you might have. And if you come up with questions during the day and would like to put them into the form, you're welcome to submit them in advance. That's fine. And if you can't come to the question session, that's also a way you could potentially get a response to a question if you are only listening to the afternoon session. For some of you in Europe, that's the only way probably you're going to listen to the afternoon session. You know, that's like middle of the night sometime for you. So if you have a question and you'd like to submit it, you can do that and then listen to the recording in the morning for you when you wake up. So I can't promise to get to all the questions that are submitted. It depends. You know, sometimes there's way more questions than I can respond to, and sometimes there's fewer. So But that's also an option. So enjoy your practice. Enjoy this exploration of being aware while living. That's what we're doing today. Sayadaw talks about being aware while walking. What we're doing is being aware while living, exploring that possibility, and it will come and go. So you don't have to give yourself a hard time about it. In fact, when that moment of mindfulness returns, celebrate. Here it is again. Yep. Aware. Okay. Now, it's the awareness we can celebrate. Sometimes what it's revealing is not so pleasant. But, you know, hey, you've become aware of it. So celebrate that part. And celebrate the effortlessness of that too. Because it's a great thing that mindfulness returns without our having to do it. So I hope to see many of you this afternoon, and enjoy your day.